Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, here we go again.
Is that going to sound good on the recording? He's doing a picture for us. He's doing some work. Lily's going to go help. He's okay. Good. You shush. Good boy, Albert. Yeah.
So how is everybody today?
Still okay.
Doing better than you were earlier.
That makes me happy. That always makes me happy. It's always a good thing if somebody's having a horrible day and they come to church and they're automatically feeling better before the sermon even happens. So, sermon's over, I'm going home.
Okay.
So, in this quest that I've been on lately, I don't know what has started it or where it's come from, but it's been fun. So I want to do another one. Who do we say we are? Who do we say we are? And what do I mean by that? Is what is the horrible things that we say to ourselves that are not true? So, for me, this is a huge one for me. Unworthy of love. So I met with another pastor not too long ago, and we started talking about things, and it was just casual coffee conversation of getting together and saying hello. And he goes, "I don't understand it. I've had to change my whole prayer life." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I have a family that loves me. I have a congregation that loves me. I have all these people that love me." I'm like, "Yeah, and I love you." And he's like, "Yeah, I know that, but I always felt like I was unworthy of love or unloved. So I had to ask God to change my heart." So he started praying for his heart to actually match his reality, because his heart was over here. So this is one that I wrestle with all the time. I got a beautiful family. I have two faith communities that I love to be a part of. But I so often feel unworthy of love. What are some of the other things that we tell ourselves?
The things I call myself when I'm like lost something important,
yeah,
or am late for something important, I couldn't say in here we'd be struck with a bolt of lightning.
Right? Okay. How about dummy?
Yeah, that's a good euphemism.
Yeah, we'll just keep it PG. We are in a church.
Yeah.
What is something else that we tell ourselves?
Klutz.
Stupid.
Lazy.
Disorganized.
Unorganized.
Unworthy.
Unworthy. Okay. Yeah. Unworthy.
Not good enough.
Not good enough.
Never good enough.
Never good enough. What about failure? You guys ever feel like a failure? Yeah. What else?
Unwanted.
Unwanted. That one is huge. We are meant to be a tribal creature in the fact of we're supposed to have our own like little family tribes. And so when we feel unwanted, it kills us. What else? Man, the stuff just fills up so fast. What else?
Unforgivable.
Unforgiven or unforgivable.
Unforgivable, yeah. Yeah, unforgivable, that would be it, yeah.
Unforgivable.
Ooh. Sometimes unappreciated.
Unappreciated. Okay. What else?
Unmotivated.
Unmotivated.
There's a theme here. Everything's un.
Un.
Weak.
Weak. I feel weak a lot.
Unstrong.
Weak or unstrong.
Sanctimonious.
Sanctimonious. Divine.
Not worthy.
Okay, that's up there. It's up there. Depressed. I'm depressed. So... I can't join you today. I'm going to make up an excuse of why I can't be there. And I'm going to go hide. Depressed. Depression. Anxiety.
In that vein, it could be something about harried or crazy busy. I don't know. Overworked.
Overworked.
Overloaded.
Yeah.
Overloaded.
You can't say no.
Can't say no.
I wonder how this sounds on this recording.
Social misfit.
Social misfit.
Can you use the word dork?
Dorky.
Dork. Okay, so the craziness is... I mean, I kind of set the tone with my unworthy of love.
How about what you just said? The craziness?
Crazy.
Some people say you're crazy.
Right?
Sometimes you believe it. It takes away from everything that you run.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, so, I kind of set the tone here with unworthy of love. And so then we all just automatically stopped and looked at what was wrong with ourselves. Not one of us said one good thing about ourselves, right?
Oh, I thought we were on the negative side.
We are. We are. But it's crazy to think that naturally, with one little set of a tone, that we all fall into that.
Okay, start a new, how about fortunate?
Hold on. I want to read you something.
But then we're boasting.
Hold on. Let me read you something. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, as the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. It's from Isaiah 43. So often, what we do, so we don't have to recognize our shortcomings, is we don't give ourselves a place to have a shortcoming. So like, if I'm unworthy of love, I can deal with rejection because I'm unworthy, right? I don't have to deal with that emotion or that pain of being rejected because I didn't set my bar that high. Or if I'm stupid, when I fail at something, it's okay because I'm just stupid. I'm not worthy enough, right? Or if I'm lazy, I didn't get to it today because I'm just lazy. These things that we tell ourselves are excuses that are not true. So I want to flip it around. So who is it? Well, here. Who does God say we are?
His beloved.
Woo! That was quick. Beloved. Children.
Forgiven.
Blessed. Forgiven.
Sanctified.
Not stupid.
Not stupid.
Unstupid.
Yeah.
Intelligent.
Graceful.
Graceful.
Loving.
Loving.
Creative.
Chosen.
Good.
Good.
Redeemed.
Redeemed. That's yes. Huge.
Responsible. He told us to take care of stuff.
Responsible.
Cared for.
Cared for. What?
Cared for. And she says, righteous.
Righteous.
Giving?
I'm going to mess it up, and God's saying, no, you're wrong, you're graceful because I made you. When we say we're lazy and unorganized, God says you're chosen, good, and redeemed. So often, we ignore what God has been saying to us all along. We just go with this because this is the easy way out.
That's the world's way.
Exactly. It's the world's way. So when we fall into that pattern of, I'm just going to be unwanted, I'm just going to be unmotivated and weak and depressed and overloaded, and I'm just going to wah. Sorry, that was not the best terminology, but when we put all of that on ourselves, when we feel this way, who can open up the Bible? Who can pray? Who can step away from that into what God is saying? I can't. When I'm feeling this, the last place I want to go is here.
The last place?
Yeah. Because this becomes so comfortable.
It's easier.
And it's easier. I think the very first sermon that I did here as the installed pastor, there was one phrase that holds true today, and sin is easy, God is hard. So this is easy. This is easy. This is easy to believe what the world says I am. This is easy to believe what these projected lies from other people that they say that I am. It's not easy to step into that. Stepping into this has been the hardest thing I have ever done, personally.
When the Holy Spirit comes in.
Yes.
See, one is climbing a hill, the other is falling in a hole.
So
it's
what,
easy to fall in a hole,
yes,
but it's hard to climb out.
Exactly. And that is climbing out. That requires work and dedication and what? This one right here. That deals with the fact that we can trust and be trusted. That is huge. If we don't have that, we can't step out of anything. Because if I don't trust Don in what he's saying to me about how God loves me, I'm not going to hear him. I'm not going to hear the message. So why do we say this about ourselves? Why do we ignore God?
Like Naomi said, it's the way of the world. The enemy is always talking to us, putting those words in our head.
You know, like those cartoons where they got an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other shoulder?
Yeah.
I sometimes think that one is always in our ear saying, you shouldn't have done it that way. Why did you do that? You shouldn't have said that. That was really dumb. Oh, you're such a cut. Oh, you know, this, all the time. And then you look on TV and you see that your teeth aren't white enough. Oh, God. And, you know, all this stuff.
Right.
But it's thrown at you all the time through the world because that's where Satan is king.
Yeah. Yeah. So often, like, I have a really hard time with body image right now. Like, my wife just bought me this amazing new shirt, 2X, not a big deal. I put it on, but it showed my man belly. I'm like, I can never wear this thing. She's like, you look good in it. I'm like, I look like Homer Simpson. But that was my knee-jerk reaction, is to not listen to what somebody who loves me is saying, but to listen to what the bad side of me is saying. Right? And saying, no, you look like garbage in that shirt. You shouldn't wear that shirt. Why'd she spend that money on that shirt? We don't always... What's the word I'm looking for? We need to stay here. We need to ignore this. And I know that's easier said than done. Right? I don't know. Okay, I'm getting there.
Stay away from yours.
Stay away from yours. No. So,
stay away from what?
Mirrors.
Then you can think of yourself as this, you know.
Okay, well, I mean, hold on. I'm
just like my hair. See, my wife tells me I need a haircut, but I don't see it.
You do a little bit.
But I don't look in the mirror.
But hold on, check this out. Okay, this is kind of hard, not easy for me to do. Okay, and I'm not fishing. But I went ahead and wore that shirt today and trusted my wife. I got out to my car and the first thing I did was put on a sweatshirt to cover it up. Right? But I'm gonna look at this man belly. It's okay to step out into who you really are in front of people who love you.
Okay. That's a cool shirt. See, this is a hand. It has a this side and that side.
Yeah.
That's not a male man buddy, man belly. That's a signal of someone who's well fed. See, it's your perspective. Am I looking at this side or that side? So that means you are rich. See, if you were in Haiti, you would be skinny.
Yes.
But you're in America, so you're chubby.
Okay, so but look, do you see what I'm pointing out here, though, is my own wrestle. This morning, I totally receive what you're saying. I totally get that. But my own personal struggle on a daily basis, right? I put something on, and I go look in the mirror, and I'm like, Right? But my wife is going, man, babe, you look great. Man, you look wonderful. Man, you look really handsome today. Oh, I really like your hair. Or this or that. I'm not listening to the goodness of what my own wife is saying, so why would I listen to what the goodness of God is saying? Because I can go here. Right? Then, in this, right here, it gives me an excuse to be short with people, not nice to people, to do all the things that I want to do and not have relationship. It's crazy, right?
It's stupid.
It is stupid! If Asher was here, he'd be yelling, don't say stupid. Because we taught him to not say that stupid is not a good word, right? But when we don't, when we move away from this, we go into this. In Genesis, the relapse prevention process, in getting to the core of some things, there's this one section in the book that says, is this a projected lie or a survival lie? Because we choose to believe them both. A projected lie is something that somebody has said about you. Like, so if I said, Naomi, you're a klutz. That's a projected lie that eventually she will believe because I'm the one that is saying it, right? But if I'm going, man, I'm a klutz, and I'm saying it to myself, that's what you call a survival lie. And it keeps yourself from being able to let people in. So what is the truth? God. We are beloved. We are His children. We are blessed and forgiven, and we are not stupid. We are graceful, even though we feel like a klutz. We are loving, and we are chosen for the goodness of His redemption. We have the ability to be responsible. We are cared for and have the heart to care for other people. We can be righteous and holy and blameless in His eyes if we just believe in what He is saying to us. And we are worthy of all of this. We are precious in all of this, and we are trusted and can trust others. When we step away from this and step into that. So God, thank you for today. Thank you for these wonderful people. Thank you for putting this neat little series on my heart. It's been fun to get everybody's involvement. I pray that as we go throughout our day and our week, that we remember that we are beloved children, blessed, forgiven, not stupid, graceful, loving, chosen, good, redeemed, responsible, cared for, righteous, holy, blameless, worthy, precious, trusted, and wonderfully made in your image. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to move towards our time of communion.